everybody to the Iwaki Auditorium in beautiful downtown South Bank for the debut performance of the radio play You'll Miss Every Piece of Victoria, written by Jeremy Lee, directed by me, Lindy Burns, produced by Dave Williams and starring Raphael Epstein, Richard Stubbs, Libby Gore, Jared Waitley and Hilary Harper, with guest performances by John Fain and Red Simons, and introducing the producers of 774 as the Coconut Chorus. The year is 2014, the place Melbourne, Australia. It's an exciting time of year, a burgeoning spring bursting out of a difficult winter. The citizens of Victoria are ready to party, the party that always accompanies the spring racing carnival. But the influx of regular tourists has this year been accompanied by another group, a rogue element that is looking to steal everything that makes Victoria, Victoria. Will they succeed? What are they targeting? And most importantly, who are they and where are they from? It'll take every effort from a slowly depleting police force and two men in particular to solve this crime. A crime that prominent broadcaster John Fain ended up describing as both heinous and corrupt. But will corruption and heinousness win? Let's find out.
It was 3:15. My lips felt like they'd been waxed. I was aching and throbbing from top to bottom, and I was about to discover what had been going on for the past 6 months. Looking back on it now, there were clues all along the way. Clues I should have put together. But it wasn't until the running of the Melbourne Cup that it all made sense.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the feature race today. The race that stopped the nation, the Melbourne Cup. There's been some controversy in the lead-up to the Cup this year. We've heard rumours concerning the horses. Not the usual allegations of inappropriate drugs or plunges in the betting ring, but suggestions the horses are somehow different. That's the trainers thoroughly confused. We're about to find out if any of this is true, because they're in the starting gates and we'll be underway any second. And they're off! Edward the Nice Horse has an early lead, followed by Geraldine and I Love Smelly Socks. The favourite, Mr. Rompy Pants, is coming up next, followed by several other horses who are running in a very awkward fashion. I've not seen anything like this before. Perhaps those rumours are true, especially at the back of the field where Hupper Hupper Tuesday is stumbling along. His legs don't all seem to be pointing in the same direction. He's not running at all smoothly. There seems to be one horse missing. I look through the field and I can't see Blazing Posterior. Can anybody see Blazing Posterior?
Behind you!
Where?
Behind you!
No, I can't see him. Back to the race and the horses are coming into the straight now, and Hubba Hubba Tuesday is finally getting his act together. He's got his feet worked out. Mr. Rompy Pants also coming up in the field. Geraldine and Edward the Nice Horse falling behind. Still no sign of Blazing Posterior anywhere on the track.
He's behind you!
I'm looking behind me and I can't see him, and it doesn't matter now because Mr. Hubba Hubba Tuesday is out in front and heading towards the finish line. And Mr. Rompy Pants also coming up in the field. And he's neck and neck with Hubba Hubba Tuesday. It's Mr. Rompy Pants. Now it's Hubba Hubba Tuesday. Rompy Pants. Hubba Hubba. But wait, they're turning. The horses are turning and running across the field. They're running right off the track. And the other horses are following as well. The jockeys seem to have no control. The crowd is going crazy here at Flemington. The horses have all left the field now. And I've just been handed a note. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. It seems the Melbourne Cup has been stolen.
Yes, it was true. The Melbourne Cup had been stolen. And it didn't end there.
There's complete uproar here at Flemington. I'm being handed another note. And oh my goodness, you're not going to believe this. Not only is the Melbourne Cup being stolen, but all of the horses have vanished as well. And I can also see Blazing Posterior now. He's coming towards me with a gun. I'm putting my hands up and getting into the back of a car.
Yes, the Melbourne Cup had vanished, along with all the horses. It was one of the last remaining highlights in Victoria. They used to say you'll love every piece of Victoria, but now almost every piece was gone. My name's Bobble. Bob Bobble. Detective Bob Bobble. And I'm going to find the missing pieces of Victoria.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation presents You'll Miss Every Piece of Victoria, a radio drama performed live to air from the beautiful Owaki Auditorium in Melbourne and broadcast across Victoria through the local radio network. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the new John Fane board game, a fun challenge for all the family that takes exactly 3.5 hours to play. Watch out for the angry talkback caller squares. You won't want to land on those. The John Fane board game, available for a limited time with a free beard and glasses from ABC Shops and Centres.
6 months prior to that fateful Melbourne Cup, I was sitting in my office when the chief suddenly came in. Chief Cheswick.
Detective Bobble, feet off the desk. Put your chair up. Straighten that back.
Ow!
Are your eyes level with the top of your screen, Bobble?
Yes, Chief.
I don't want to have to warn you about OH&S again, Detective. If I find you flouting the police requirements on this one more time, I'll be removing your chair privileges indefinitely.
But, Chief...
You'll be on an inflatable ball for the rest of your police days. Do you understand?
But, Chief... Sorry, Chief, I'd better get this. Hello, Detective Bobble speaking. What's been stolen? But how? Oh, all right, I'm on my way.
What is it, Detective?
That was Dame Edna Everidge, Chief, with some bad news, I'm afraid.
Yes?
It's her iconic glasses. They've been stolen!
Stolen?
Yes, right off her face. I'm going over to investigate.
Wait a minute, Detective. I'm coming with you.
Okay, can we take your car?
My car? Actually, Detective, we're going to have to borrow a couple of horses from the mounted unit.
What do you mean?
Well, we've temporarily relocated all the police cars.
What are you talking about?
Well, look, Detective, can you keep a lid on this?
Well, of course, Chief.
I lost our car fleet in a bet.
What?
Shh. It was a little game of poker I was involved in last night.
And you put up all of Victoria Police's cars?
I was out of cash, and the stakes were pretty high. Look, I'm sure I'll be able to win them back. We're having another session tonight, so don't worry.
You've got to get some help for this little problem of yours, Chief. Don't you think the Commissioner will notice?
Ah, I've told him all the cars are being cleaned today as part of a community service police goodwill event.
You'd better have a few aces up your sleeve tonight, Chief.
Oh, don't worry, Detective. I'm sure luck will be on my side tonight. Anyway, let's get going, shall we? Come on, giddy up.
This is ridiculous, Chief. It's
yes.
going to take us an hour to get to Dame Edna's house.
Perhaps we should use the sirens.
What sirens?
Ah,
whoa, 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 Chief, what are you doing?
I'm speeding things up. Come on, use your siren and we'll get there a bit faster.
Oh, I can't believe this. All right, we're here. Stop that dreadful noise now. I'll ring the doorbell. That's some doorbell.
Yeah, you should hear the ringtone on her phone.
Hello, Possum!
Dame Edna?
Yes, indeed, my dears.
We came as quickly as we could. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was just sitting in the front room here reading a bit of fan mail, working on my next memoir, when I suddenly realised my glasses were missing. Gone! Right off my face!
Did you see anyone or hear anything?
Not a peep, Possums!
Are you sure you haven't just misplaced them?
Oh, no. You see, my entire collection of glasses have been stolen.
The whole lot?
Hundreds of them. All gone. It's dreadful.
Well, we can come in and have a look at all of the...
No, I'm sorry. No track them down. It's not as though they're hard to spot, after all.
No, but we... Well, what did you make of that, Chief?
It all seems pretty straightforward to me, Detective. Someone's stolen Dame Edna's glasses.
Yes, but there's something fishy here, don't you think?
Thefts are always fishy, Detective. That's what criminal activity is about.
No, Chief, I mean, are you sure that was Dame Edna?
Of course it was.
It didn't really sound like her.
Nonsense. I think if you need to reacquaint yourself with one of our national icons, Detective.
But, Chief, that was a man.
Don't be ridiculous, Detective. Dame Edna is a woman.
But, Chief, she had a beard and she looked suspiciously like John Fane.
Listen, Detective, I'll concede there are some manly qualities to Dame Edna, but really, everyone knows she's a full, red-blooded, hockey-playing mornings presenter. I mean, those dresses she wears, surely you don't think...
Sorry, Chief, a Facebook alert. I'd better just check.
What is it, Detective?
It's just a picture of some of the constables back at the station.
Oh, let me see. Oh, my God! What are they doing?
Oh, it looks to me like they're doing some sort of bonding session.
But what's Constable Crackers doing? Is that twerking?
He's,
And is that capsicum spray they're putting on those cakes?
So what do you think, Chief? It's part of our new social media strategy to make the police look more relaxed and friendly.
I think we need to get back to the station, Detective. I need to see this for myself. Where's that horse? Come on, Tonto.
Feel cleaner, be cleaner. With the new range of Q&A toiletries, personally created by TV's silver fox, Tony Jones. First, Tony's gentle moisturising soap and his special facial cream will relax your skin. Then he'll launch a vigorous exfoliating attack on your unsuspecting pores with his Q&A deep cleanser, getting to the bottom of your deepest facial issues, just like an episode of the show. Now you too can wear the Q&A glow of ageless beauty and self-satisfaction. Available now from ABC shops, centres and online.
A week later, I was sitting in my office, uploading some Instagram photos from the sergeant's social dance on the weekend, when there was a knock on the door. Come in.
Detective Bobble?
Chief Cheswick, sir.
I need to talk to you about something very important. You remember a week ago we were... Oh, my God, Detective! What are those pictures?
These are there from the sergeant's social dance on the weekend. What do you think?
What about... Is that Sergeant Smithers?
Yeah, I think it is.
Are those police-issue handcuffs, Detective?
I think bolt cutters were required. Excuse me, Chief. Hello, Detective Bobble speaking. Are you sure? But how? All right, I'm on my way.
Everything all right, Detective?
I'm afraid not, Chief. You know, the big koala.
Of course. No visit to Hall's Gap is complete without a stop at the big koala.
Not anymore, Chief.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid the big koala has been stolen.
But how, Detective? I mean, it's big, It's a big koala.
It certainly is. Gone overnight, it seems.
Well, this is good timing, Detective.
Why? Were they due for renovations?
No, I mean, I know things are moving slowly with the investigation into Dame Edna's missing glasses, so I'd like you to meet somebody.
Who?
Your new partner. Meet Detective Dahlia Dresovich.
Pardon?
Hello, Detective Bobble. I am the new partner for you. Yes, no, yes?
Chief. Since when do I need a partner?
Well, clearly you've got a lot of work on, Detective. You're not making much headway with these cases.
But the giant koala's only just been stolen.
All the more reason to have some help.
Yes, and you and I, Detective, we make good team.
Chief, I really don't...
Come along, Bobble. I think having a partner will do the world of good.
But who is this Detective Dresovich, Chief? I mean, what are her credentials? Where's she from?
I think you'll find Detective Dresovich comes highly qualified from a police unit in central... Where was it again, Detective Dresovich?
I come from the...
Yeah, from...
A very, very hard. It's being...
The Bureau of much
police things.
At Central Police
where
Bureau.
Where they do much centrality of the police.
Downtown.
Drozdnichevich land. Mm. Which is a very big city in...
It's right between...
close to Tajikistan, yeah?
Yeah, it's also close to Kazakh...
Kazakhstan, yes, yeah. Kazakhstan. Frankenstein, that's so many steins, stands, sticks and stops. Too many to remember, really, no.
Yes, indeed, what she said.
Anyway, I here now to do a good job with you, yeah? My little detective.
This isn't going to...
Come, let us find this big giant bear thing of yours with the little nose. Grrr.
Do you even know what a koala looks like?
Yes, so cuddly, so nice. In my country, we have koala bears everywhere.
You do?
Yes, we eat them.
Chief, I...
It's just wonderful to see two great police brains at work. Mm-hmm. Now... I should leave you two to get cracking.
Yes, excellent. Thank you, darling. Now, come, my little detective Bobbly Boo, tell me about this great, big, giant koala of yours. Tis like King Kong, yes, girl?
No. Excuse me. Hello, Detective Bobble speaking. Another thing missing? What now? But that's impossible. A giant koala, I can maybe even... All right. Thanks very much.
You know you'll pay for that if you break it, Detective. What was that about, anyway?
You're not going to believe this, Chief.
Something else has gone missing?
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
It's the 12 Apostles!
Ha, Detective. They've been steadily vanishing for ages. You sure the last remaining couple of them just crumbled into the sea?
No, Chief. They've somehow been lifted clear out of the sea and taken away.
What sort of crazy, religious, nutcracker thing is this? Apostles in the sea? What are you talking of?
Oh, look, they're a famous series of rock formations down on the Great Ocean Road.
Oh, I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for this, Detective.
You seem very cool about this, Chief. Aren't you just a little bit worried about what's going on here?
Pardon?
Well, I mean, first Dame Edna's glasses, then the giant koala... Now, the 12 apostles, all missing? Who's behind this and why?
You know, he's right, darling. These are very big, important things. You should not be so oh-la-la about it.
Why does she keep calling you darling?
Oops.
Surely every detective should observe the same protocols around here.
All right, Bobby, but I'll call you darling too.
Oh, I need time to think. We need an ad break.
Hope you're enjoying tonight's live radio play broadcast from the glorious Iwaki Auditorium in Melbourne across the ABC's local radio network throughout Victoria. And if you're enjoying this, we know you'll also enjoy the latest issue of Tony Delroy's Nightlife magazine. Packed with crazy behind-the-scenes photos of Tony and his guests, quotes from amusing moments on the show, and of course the latest instalment in Tony's ongoing memoir, I Love the Nightlife. Tony Delroy's Nightlife magazine also includes a saucy pin-up of the man himself, relaxing in the studio with a discreetly placed microphone. Ask for it now in ABC shops, centres and online.
Five and a half months later, the police were no closer to solving the bizarre thefts which had been taking place around Victoria, and the list of missing items was growing every day. The giant koala, gone. The little penguins at Phillip Island, gone. The entire AFL, gone. All the trams, even that annoying City Circle one, gone. There were a couple of things which people were glad to lose. No one was upset when the Southern Star observation wheel went missing, and there were even celebrations when the entire Mikey system suddenly vanished. Detective Bob Bubble was becoming increasingly frustrated by his co-detective, Dahlia Drezovich. She completely failed to grasp the scale of the disaster. Sometimes Bob even thought she might be involved in some way. He knew we'd have to confront her, and he agreed to meet her for dinner at her place.
I arrived at the address Dahlia had given me. It was a tin shed in an industrial estate.
Not quite what I was expecting, but perhaps it was just another one of those edgy housing choices that some people think are kind of exciting. I knocked. Well, it was more a kind of bang on the corrugated iron door. I must have woken up a pack of dogs nearby. I could hear them getting closer. My heart started racing. I banged again, louder this time. The dogs were getting closer still. I started to panic. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. What if this wasn't the right place? What if I was about to be mauled to death by a bunch of hungry, scrawny mutts? I banged on the door again. This time, it finally opened. And there she was.
Settle, everybody!
Ah, my little Bobby Boo. Are you all right? Sorry.
I got a fright.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Sorry, I've lost character. I was just talking, mind you, with the chiefy. Here.
Chief, what are you doing here?
Ah, yes. Good evening. Awkward. Detective Bobble. Detective Dresovich and myself are just proceeding in an orderly fashion through some of the arrangements for tomorrow, weren't we, Detective?
Yes, darling. It is a very big day for your little state tomorrow, yes? The Melbourne Cup, where the little horses go round and round and round. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
It's about all we've got left now that everything else has been stolen.
Oh, so much fun. Little horses running round and round, up and down.
Quiet, Chief. I presume you'll be throwing every available police resource at the Cup tomorrow to make sure nothing happens to it.
Absolutely, Detective. That's why you two will be there all day.
And maybe some other police as well?
Hmm? Ah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Chief?
Yeah, we're pretty much down to a skeleton force these days, you could say.
Meaning?
Well, it's pretty much just us.
What? What happened to all the other police? The constables and the sergeants?
Gone.
Oh, tell me, dear.
Look, I know my gambling has been problematic in the past. But I'm confident I'll be able to win the police force back.
Oh, my God, you can't be serious. You lost the police force in a poker game.
I had a royal flush. I was feeling very confident.
I do not believe this.
Look, it's a bit awkward, Detective, but I'm sure we can manage. Right, well, I'll leave you two alone for your dinner. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Chiefy. Oh, you might like to wipe that lipstick off your, let's call it, face.
Yes. Yes, off my face. Goodbye.
This is madness. There are no more police in all of Victoria.
Oh, my little Bobby Boo, don't get so worried. We very good police, yes? Now come next to Mama. Have a little sit down. I get you a glass of wine, all right?
Listen, Dahlia, I don't think you understand how serious this is. Victoria's lost most of its attractions and...
Oh, yes, I know. It's very dreadful. Boo-hoo, wandy-wah. I cry from the eyes. But you know what? The wine is very good. Here, you have some in this lovely glass.
Well, I suppose I could use a drink with everything that's been happening. All right, thanks. Unusual flavour. What is this?
Oh, this is a very special wine from my homeland.
You're not having any?
Don't be silly. I don't drink, no. But please, let me refill your glass.
Dahlia, why don't you have any furniture in here?
I like very simple life on floor.
But this is just a big empty shed. Where do you sleep? I thought you're going to cook dinner, but there's no kitchen. Where's your kitchen?
Ah, Detective Bobby, you silly little Bobbly Boo.
I feel sleepy.
Yes, you have a nice big sleep. Dahlia will take care of you. Such a pity you won't be able to go to the Melbourne Cup tomorrow. Such a pity you won't be seeing it again either. Now, where's my gaffer tape?
G'day. This is Macca. I've just blown into town in my ute to tell yous all about my new Fared Income CD. It's called Macca's Ute Ute Fared Income All Aussie Rip Snorter CD. And it's about as Aussie as some bloke with the Southern Cross tattooed on his forehead in a blue singlet driving a ute with a slab of beer and a dog in the back and listening to my new CD while eating a meat pie-flavoured pavlova with tomato sauce. It's got all your favourites on it, including I'm a Bloody Aussie Mate, I'm a Fared Income Aussie Bloody Bloody Bluey Sheila Mate, and Stone the Crows at Skippy playing flaming cricket in the backyard at Mum's with a whole lot of Fared Income Aussies, mate, drinking beer and eating pies, mate. So why don't you buy a flaming copy? Do your country proud. Anyway, I got to get on with it now. So hooroo.
When I woke up, I couldn't move. I was tied up, my head was throbbing, and I couldn't open my mouth. That was because my mouth was covered with gaffer tape. So, actually, all I could say was, Let me tell you, I've never been waxed. Well, not there. But having gaffer tape ripped off my lips, it's given me some idea of what it could be like. And I'm never going there. Never. So, anyway, it all started coming back to me. Dahlia, the shed in the industrial estate, the funny wine. Then I realised she must have drugged me. And now here I was, tied up in a shed in some deserted industrial estate on Melbourne Cup Day. Of course, the Melbourne Cup. I had to get there to try and save it. But how was I going to get there? Suddenly, I remembered the wild dogs I'd heard in this neighbourhood last night. In a highly implausible plot device, I remembered I had some bacon in my pockets. It's always there. I started thrashing around to try and attract their attention. I got myself over to the cast iron door and started banging on it. The reaction was instant. Before I knew it, in a flurry of terrifying snarls, gnashing teeth and wild dog saliva, I was free! These wild dogs were crazy. So I picked up the empty wine bottle on the floor and smashed it to make a weapon. Arr, back off, dogs! He was very effective. Need that for talkback callers. I examined what was left of the bottle. It was a brand I'd never heard of. Drunkenschüttel, 98% proof. No wonder it knocked me out last night. I looked at where it was from. It said, made in Blandistan. Blandistan? I'd never heard of a place called Blandistan. Was this one of those trendy, edgy wine things? I didn't have time to worry about that. I also didn't have any pants left after the wild dogs had done their work, but that didn't matter. I had to get to Flemington. I had to save the Melbourne Cup.
It's Mr. Rompy Pants now. It's Huppa Huppa Tuesday. Rompy Pants, Huppa Huppa. But wait, they're turning. The horses are turning and running across the field. They're running right off the track. The jockeys seem to have no control. The crowd is going crazy here at Flemington. And I've just been handed a note. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. It seems the Melbourne Cup has been stolen. I've just been handed another note. And, oh, my goodness, you're not going to believe this. Not only is the Melbourne Cup being stolen, but all the horses have vanished as well.
I was too late. The Melbourne Cup was gone. But you already knew that because we heard it earlier.
And don't forget, I'm being stolen as well. I'm in a car that's being driven away at high speed. And I've got no idea where I'm going.
I raced down to the track where the horses had left the field. The hoofprints led into the jockeys' dressing rooms. Except they weren't hoofprints. They were shoe prints. One of the racing officials was there.
No. Please to be stopping, sir. You're not to be going in there.
Oh, it's okay. I'm a police officer. Detective Bobble.
You have no pets. No pets.
Yes, I left them in the jockey's dressing room. The dressing room earlier, so I need to get back in there now. Move aside, please.
I cannot be letting you in there, sir.
Move aside.
No.
All right, you asked for this.
No! You are very much hurting my right arm.
That's right. And if you're not careful, I'll be breaking it. Now open this door.
Okay.
What is this? This room is full of pantomime horse costumes.
No wonder the horses were looking very strange when they were running today.
Pantomime horses? Yes. What an ingenious way to smuggle a whole lot of crooks into Flemington to steal the cup. Maybe there's a clue inside one of these costumes. What does the label say?
No. You cannot be touching these.
Do you want to go through another awkward radio scuffle?
Okay, you can touch them.
Now, let me see. It says 100% polyester, J-Fane, machine washable, made in Blandistan. Blandistan! That's the second reference to Blandistan in the past 5 minutes. It must be important.
No. Not important at all.
Wait a minute. What do you know about Blandistan?
Me? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Listen, buddy, I could easily break both your arms right now.
Just a moment while I turn page. That would not be a source of joy to me.
Come on, speak up.
All right. Blandistan is the world's most boring country. So boring that most people have never heard of it.
What? Where is it?
Nestled amongst all the stands, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Partistan, Hanstan. It's in the middle, Blandistan. It's not even on any maps, so dull.
There's nothing for it. Blandistan, here I come.
Symphonies, concertos, piano pieces, opera, and music for films. Over the past few years, you've voted for your favourites in Classic FM's annual Classic 100 poll. And now, we proudly present the next Classic 100, classical music for late-night shenanigans. We want to know what gets you going. Is Vivaldi your Viagra? Are you titillated by Tchaikovsky? Is Mozart your motivator? Let us know if you slip into a bit of Sibelius before you slip into something more comfortable. Log on and vote now, and don't miss the official countdown, only on Classic FM.
Do you know the way to Blandistan? No, I didn't think so, because nobody knows, apparently. Detective Bob Bobble spent hours on the internet, talking to travel agents and combing atlases trying to find the mysterious country, before finally deciding to just head to that part of the world and hopefully stumble across it. After trekking through Turkmenistan, Gangnamstan, and Funkistan, he noticed a forlorn-looking guard standing next to a little gate and a tiny sign which said, Blandistan. Was this it?
Hello, excuse me.
Pardon, excuse me?
I'd like to... Hang on, you look familiar.
Me?
Yes, didn't I wrestle with you just one page earlier?
I see you are wearing pants now.
Well, yes. Now listen, is this Blandistan?
It might be.
I'd like to enter.
Listen, Blandistan is most boring country in the world. No one ever want to come in. Ever. People always sneaking out. They come to me and they say, oh, hello, Mr. Guard. I just going to get some milk over there, across the border. I say, okay, because I'm very gullible. And they never come back. Never. But no one ever wants to go the other way. Ever.
But I've heard you've got some exciting new things here.
I have not looked. I stay here at my post. To serve Blandistan.
Look, do I have to remind you of that awkward scuffle we had only pages ago back in Melbourne?
I don't think you need to. No.
I'm not afraid to give it another go if you don't cooperate.
Well, perhaps I am of the mind to be letting you come and see.
Good.
In fact, you are just in time for a regular parade at midday. Every day we honor Blandistan ruler, usually very dull. You go down there, you will see it go past. I think I can hear it coming now.
Trams? Football teams? A giant koala bear? Could it be? Had I found the missing pieces of Victoria, I'd certainly found something else.
Detective Bobble, what are you doing here?
Chief Cheswick?
Hey, Chief, ruler man. Thank you, Detective.
Pardon?
Yes, this is my fiancé. I think you've possibly met before.
Dahlia Drissovich?
Well, hello, my little Bobby DeBoo. Welcome to the new Blandistan.
But you've stolen all of this from Victoria.
Settle down, Detective. It's just been permanently relocated. And look at everything. It looks much better, don't you think? More compact, too. Why don't you step into the observation wheel and have a look?
Is that the Southern Star observation wheel?
Yes, it is.
But it's working.
Yes, remarkable.
You know, we also make your Mikey system run very smoothly here.
Ah, that's impossible.
And look, Detective, look over in the lake here. Recognise those?
Are those the 12 apostles?
Yes.
But there are 12 of them. How can there be 12?
Because we can count. Let's just say a little bit of Blandistan ingenuity.
Oh, and look, Detective, you won't believe what's happened in the AFL here.
Won't I?
No, the Greater Western Sydney Giants won the premiership this year.
But how?
Well, they just...
And Chief...
Big Chief Ruler Man plays detective. You may address me as sir.
Sir, what are those glasses you're wearing?
What glasses? Oh, these. These are an old pair of Dame Edna's glasses. See? Everyone in Blandistan has fabulous glasses now. No more boring spectacles for the good citizens of this forward-thinking country.
So it seems. And why are you, Big Chief Ruler Man?
Oh, I did a little deal, Detective. Didn't I, Dahlia?
Oh, yes, darling. Your old police chief helped to smuggle out all of Victoria's highlights and shift them here to glorious Blandistan so that we can now be the entertainment capital of the world.
You did?
Hmm. And in return, he is now our big chief ruler man.
But what about Victoria?
Your sad little state is now the most boring place on earth. Nothing there anymore. All the fun is here except for Jeff Shore and Kevin Smith. It's all here in beautiful Blandistan, and today we relaunch our country to the world with wonderful new horse race.
Surely not.
That's right, Detective. You've arrived in time for the Blandistan Cup.
One of the highlights of this weekend's open garden scheme is the Simpsons Garden in an avant-garde inner-city enclave of Melways. A rusted barbed wire fence and a decaying metal sign with the words "Trespassers will be shot" provide an unusual welcome to the garden, which features many species of weeds, large patches of dry dirt, and the burnt-out remains of a 1970s Monaro. A rotting tree stump gives a tantalising glimpse of the lush foliage which may once have been a part of this garden, as does the vegetable patch, which is now a dumping ground for empty beer cans. A selection of dead cacti add to the harsh, brutalist nature of the garden, which is open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5, unless the owner doesn't get his parole tomorrow.
Ah, Detective, do you hear the trumpets? That means the parade is about to start.
What parade?
Moomba, of course.
Moomba?
Oh, yes. Moomba, so much fun.
Ah, indeed. And look, there's the Queen of Moomba.
Hello! Possum!
Oh, God, please no.
It gives me great pleasure to be the inaugural Blandistan Queen of Moomba!
Chief, I'm telling you, that is not Dame Edna.
Don't be silly, Detective. I think I know my Dame Edna's and we definitely stole the right one.
Gladioli for everyone!
Oh, God, I can't watch this. It's embarrassing.
What are we wanting?
Bland and boring.
When are we wanting it?
Excuse me, peasant. What on earth are you doing?
We protesting all this new colour and excitement.
Pardon?
Too much happening. Everywhere we look, we see new things.
And what is wrong with that?
Want old Blundistan back. Do not like all this inspiration. Do not want to wake up excited.
It's going to stay with me for some time. Listen here, you raggedy tramp. I'm sorry, this is the best way it is now, so just move out of my way. I've got a very exciting race to get to.
Chief, wait a minute. I've got a proposition for you.
Oh, yes? What's that?
How about we have a little bet?
What are you playing at, Detective?
Well, it seems the new Blandistan is not to everyone's taste. How about we wager something on this race?
Oh, this is being most ridiculous. Come, my little chief, the race cannot start until you are there.
No, wait a minute, Talia. I bet you say, Detective. Oh. What are you proposing?
It just so happens I've brought my own horse.
Really?
What?
Really? What's the name of this horse?
Oh, it's called The Place to Be.
The Place to Be? The Place to Be. Sounds familiar.
It'll never work on a number plate, darling. This is just ridiculous.
I'm going to enter The Place to Be into the Blandistan Cup.
Yes.
And if it wins...
Yes.
You give everything back to Victoria. And Blandistan goes back to being the way it was.
Done.
No! No! What are you doing with this shaking hands thing?
Deal's a deal, Dahlia.
Don't worry, Dahlia. There's no way some imported horse is going to win the Blandistan Cup. Trust me, I have an excellent record when it comes to gambling.
And what if this little horse of yours loses, Mr. Little Bobble? What then?
Well, I'll go back home and leave you alone, I guess.
All right. Well, you'd better get this horse of yours down to the starting line, Detective. The cup's about to begin. Come on, Dahlia. We have to get to the big, cheap ruler's box.
Right.
Hey, mister, how good this horse of yours?
Well, actually, it's me.
What? What you mean?
Well, it's a pantomime horse. Listen, I need some help. What do you like at running?
Me? Blundistan National Sprinting Champion.
What? That's a stroke of luck. Here, put this on.
What? Pardon?
Come on, you put your half of the horse costume on and we'll get down to the starting line. I'll be the front of the horse.
But if you front, that makes me horses...
Come on, hurry up, we'll miss the start.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the inaugural running of the Blandestan Cup. We've got a great field of starters for this year's race, including a late entry, the place to be, an imported horse, apparently. They're all in the starters' gates, and they're off. Sacrifice is off to an early lead, followed by Sad Songs. Your Song is next. Then there's a group midfield led by Blue Eyes. Don't Go Breaking My Heart is toward the rear of the field. And the place to be is nowhere to be seen.
He's behind you.
Oh, not this again. Anyway, they've rounded the corner and Daniel is coming up on the inside, followed by Crocodile Rock. Benny and the Jets not far behind either. It's a tight pack now as they come into the straight and head for the finish. It's Hakuna Matata now out in front, followed by Candle in the Wind. They're galloping at a mighty pace. But wait, coming up on the outside, it's the place to be. It's come out of nowhere. The place to be is belting past the others at a terrific pace. What's more, it only seems to be running on its hind legs. The front half of the horse is completely off the ground now. The other horses are stopping and staring as the place to be races past. I've never seen a horse run like this before. It's unorthodox, but it seems to be working. And Hakuna Matata is now in second. It's the place to be setting the pace. Hakuna Matata can't compete. The place to be is out in front end. And yes, the place to be has taken out the inaugural Blandestan Cup, crossing the line with two legs in the air. What a race, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, that was slightly unexpected.
You and your stupid gambling. Look what you have done. That ridiculous two-leg horse sing of Detective Bobby has won. We've lost. We've lost everything.
Well, you know, I did try to, you know, I... I had a few.
What is to become of us now? Blandestan was going to be such an exciting place, and now it will all be boring and grey again. Not good, Chiefy. Not good.
Chief, there you are.
Oh, yes, go on. Gloat all you like, Detective, you and that horse. Why are you so out of breath? Never mind. I suppose you're going to be wanting to take all this stuff back to Victoria now, are you?
Well, sorry, Chief, but a deal's a deal.
So you've got your little friend with you again?
Yes, and would be liking keys back to my house now, please.
Pardon? What do you mean, Dahlia?
This is Boris Bodomovich. He was the president of Blandestan until we decided to give things a little shaky things up. All right, Boris, you go back to being the boss.
Excellent. Come, good citizens. Rejoice, let us rejoice at return of old Blandestan. Sing now our grand Blandestan anthem.
Oh, Blandestan, so gray and bleak, nothing happens here each week. Boring, lifeless, dull and bland, a dreary place with nothing grand. For tourists there is nothing here, no festivals, no fun or cheer. The countryside has not one hill, but Blandestan, we love you still.
Wonderful, wonderful, and welcome back, everybody, to the bland life we know and love. Me thrilled to once again be in charge of this gloriously lifeless place. Blandestan, Blandestan, may Blandestan remain boring forevermore.
Yeah. Woo.
Well done. Now, where should we start with the packing?
I start undoing those bolts on that wheel thing.
Oh, no, no. Can't you be leaving us the wheel thing at least? I mean, it's not like it was a big hit back in Melbourne after all.
It's not really up to me, Dahlia.
But what's going to become of me?
You can stay here with us, Chiefy boy, and enjoy your new, boring life.
Yeah, but, Detective, can't I come back to Victoria with you?
Sorry, Chief, but I think if you return to Australia, you'll be going straight to jail for your little gambling efforts.
But...
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll leave you with a little present from Victoria.
Oh, and what is this little present you propose to leave us with?
Well, there's this sculpture you left behind. I don't know why you didn't take it along with everything else in the first place, really. But look, I'm sure no one will mind if it goes missing. It's very colourful. Bright yellow, to be exact. It's called Vault. Do you know the one I mean?
The Yellow Peril? No!
You've been listening to You'll Miss Every Piece of Victoria, a radio play written by Jeremy Lee for ABC Local Radio Victoria. Performed in front of a live audience at the Iwaki Auditorium, Southbank. Directed by Lindy Burns.
Yay!
Produced by Dave Williams.
Yay!
Starring local radio presenters Raph Epstein as Detective Bob Bubble.
Yay!
Richard Stubbs as Chief Cheswick. Libby Gore as Dahlia Dresovich. John Fain as Dame Edna Everidge and President Boris Bordovich. Red Simons as the official and the border guard. Hilary Harper as voiceover girl. Andy Taylor as voiceover guy. How good was that guy? Come on. And Jared Waitley as himself. With live sound effects by the Coconut Chorus.
Yay!
Performed by ABC local radio producers Katrina Palmer, Joe Woods, Ross Kavanagh, Dan Ziffer, Beck Ritters, Tom Wright, Hayley Crane, Desi Leary, Mark Newton, Mary Jane Fennick, Harriet Wonborn, Courtney Carthy O'Neill, Tess Armstrong, and on piano, dramatic chordsman, Simon Leo Brown. Technical production by Con Caramantis, Tim Simons, and Brendan O'Neill. Program overseeing by Amber the Gatekeeper Tripp. And special thanks to floor management and lighting direction to Julie Peters. And most of all, we'd like to thank the Iwaki Auditorium audience. Thank you and good night.
Thank you.